podcast, episode number 4, the Columbus Day Shark Jump. We had a really great production board up, and you can find that picture on our Facebook and Instagram pages, and we didn't talk about any of it. So, what we did talk about was what we did on Columbus Day and our 12 or so hours off, and it turns out we played a lot of video games. And we have some opinions about those video games, and by golly, we're going to be dad about this, and we talked about it. And there was some yelling into hurricanes, but all in all, it was a really good time. Be sure to catch us on your favorite social media platform, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, or your favorite podcast dealer, which includes Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, or our website, bombdad.captivate.fm. Be sure to show some love to our affiliations with Numi Game Design. If you're looking to do some fresh branding for your project, they're your one-stop shop. Or if you're looking to start your own podcast, be sure to head over to our affiliate link for captivate.fm. Now, without further ado, episode 4, The Great Columbus Day Shark Jump. Enjoy!
I love doing podcasts with everybody. Except for I have to leave all the time, always. I can never be here for another entire episode.
Right.
Congratulations, out of 4 episodes, you have made it through 2 whole ones.
That's why we do a bonus contract, just so we can fulfill Robin's contract to Shagger Media.
I guess.
Because, you know, totally.
Doesn't come to production meetings.
Yeah.
No.
Shows up half the time.
That's okay.
Were you leaving on Bill?
He's tweeting. I feel like a diva.
You're like the popular kid in school who doesn't have to actually do any homework. They just show up whenever they want and knock it out of the park and then leave. Like you have all the cheerleaders do it for you. Somehow in this weird tangent I gotten off on, Steve and I are the weird cheerleaders. He writes the sticky notes and I just assist.
There you go.
Well, you know, that's pretty far from the truth, but we'll take it.
Well, we've already talked about the fact that we all exacerbate the truth around here.
Right. We had covered that heavily last episode.
We stretched that pretty well.
Well, about 10%. Maybe 15. On a bad day.
Probably closer to 65, but you know.
Right? the episode 4 is what we're doing. It's awesome. I'm excited. You're excited. We all look excited. We're doing this after a very short, long weekend. So
it's short, long.
It's somehow we managed to turn our 3-day weekend into a 12-hour weekend. So I don't know about you guys. I'm pretty wiped.
I mean, it took so much out of you that when I mentioned that we were gone for a day, it took you like a full 30 seconds to realize we hadn't had a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So
it wasn't even a full day.
No.
I came in here thinking like, oh yeah, I had a full weekend. I was like, no, we didn't. We had less than 12 hours away from.
Well, as a bonus, I mean, we could have been Adam who skated out of Sunday's UTA and then texted me while I was almost still asleep yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a reason I shouldn't be here today?
Did he look at a calendar?
I was like, oh, buddy, I really felt like you knew not to come in.
It's a holiday.
He answered it before I could finish typing.
It's Columbus
he's like,
Day.
He's like, it's
Indigenous
Columbus.
Person's
Columbus Day, isn't it? I'm like, yes it is.
Yeah, we celebrate the great Italian explorer and asshole Christopher Columbus.
Yeah.
So.
I gotta be honest. As long as
I get
a
day
off, that's really
I'll be perfectly honest. I don't care about his sins.
Yeah,
so.
No, I'll take a day off if somebody else wants to bite the sin bullet. I mean,
I don't particularly care. although apparently a lot of our friends care. So this is episode 4 is going to be the episode where people are like,
we're shut down, man.
They're just going to start flaming us on all the podcast rating
sites. See, it could go either way though, because it could be we crash so hard that it just boosts everything. Like for some reason we become
like two negatives making it positive.
Yeah, we become that super hated podcast where people just angry listen to us,
mm-hmm,
and then
mm-hmm.
we act like we care, except we don't because we're just watching the ratings just.
Well, that's about the only thing I care, because the only thing people upstairs at at Shagger Media Care is the ratings.
Is
which ain't doing too bad. 300 for the through the first 3 weeks. I'll take those numbers.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, those are pretty good numbers.
Not bad.
I like the growth as long as it's going upwards.
As long as it's going up.
It doesn't, as long as it doesn't flatline. Or as long as it doesn't flatline to like 6 episodes a week, which just means it's us and our moms listening to it.
Yeah. That's true. Our goal is to keep 10 people listening every week. You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah. Well, if those 10 people, tell 10 people, that's 100 people.
Yeah, that's basic math.
Right?
Yeah.
That's why I don't need to hire an accountant.
You don't even need to do algebra for that. It's no,
like,
letters.
It's like basic multiplication.
It's actually easier to run this podcast than it is to work at McDonald's.
I don't know about that, man. I spent, so,
maybe
what I spent.
Looking in the math section, though.
We could talk about what we did for our Columbus Day. I spent all day writing a business plan for the company, looking into how we could do some merchandising, getting frustrated at copyright law because it turns out my first idea was a horrible idea.
So I got to be honest, your first sentence was more effort than I put forward the entire day. So good job. Solid work.
I did a lot of work yesterday. How did you get off on not doing any work yesterday when the rest of us are really busy?
You're the busiest man in show business, Robin. So what did you do yesterday?
Man, guys, I don't know if you knew this about me. I've got really poor short-term memory. Let's see what... I probably did do something.
It's from the bombs.
I did... Saw my kids off to school.
Nice.
That happens.
Solid.
Yep. On the bus. Passing there they down. Went. Then I cleaned up the kitchen and hung out. And then my wife had to volunteer. And then I started a new playthrough of Fallout 4.
Ooh.
In which I said, screw the man. I will make a sniper class work. P.S. I made it exactly 1 hour, and then I had to put the power armor on to clear some super mutants, because I am a vagina with a sniper rifle, and I tried. I was telling Ian earlier, I tried very hard. I was up on the hill. I sniped a couple super mutants. I'm trying to do the mission for the robots and the hydroponics.
Yeah.
So I got to clear out that,
water
treatment plant.
Yeah, you got to get rid of those super mutants.
Right. And followed by, there's Meyer Lurks inside the building.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, surely I could pull this off. So get up on the hill. I kill 2 super mutants, and then I get hit by a nuke. So I reload, and I come back. And then I kill 3 super mutants, and then I get hit by a nuke. And then I cursed a lot, and then I went and put the power armor on, and then I went and cleared everybody. And then I went and parked the power armor and pretended like the whole thing happened with me being a super cool sniper.
That's cool. That's
yeah.
cool.
Fallout
4 is actually French for you have to do this in power armor. The entire campaign is built around doing
I'm going to find a way. Like, I did... That's the farthest I've made it, though. Like, I cleared Corvega as a sniper.
Okay.
So, like, I'm getting there. I'm slowly getting the hang of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's just, like... To be honest, I could have just forgone that mission. I could have said, I will wait till I am a better sniper, but the person in me that wanted to complete to start a supply route between the hydroponics and Sanctuary was like, no, I must do it now so I can get my supply route stood up. So that's why I caved on just pure sniping.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I will not put any perks towards anything besides sniping until I become a sniper. That's the goal.
That's a pretty good
bottom
goal.
Line.
I like it.
No, so I did that, and then it's my kid's birthday today, which is why Ian's making fun of me for having to duck out early.
I'm editing this part out of the podcast.
Where I talk about my kid?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's fine.
No, just the part that you're leaving. That's the reason you're leaving. We talk about kids here all the time.
But the fact that I'm leaving, no one will know that it's because of my kid. That's fair. They'll just think I'm a diva.
That
totally
sounds way
sense.
Better.
Totally makes sense.
Congratulations, your image on this
show.
Yeah,
so I went and bought him a bunch of birthday presents.
That's
spent
cool.
the day doing, grabbed some lunch at the old Whole Foods. And then, man, that's about the day. And then we were back, and by the time you drive around and your kids get off the bus, and then, man, that's about it. Oh, watch Green Bay.
Yeah.
Watch Green Bay, and then I couldn't sleep last night, so that's why I'm extra tired today.
I feel you. I did not want to get up this morning.
No, wasn't feeling.
I've been in the mood all day. I don't know what it's been about. I had a question on the Fallout thing, though, since we're there.
Go back.
More terrifying creature to fight, or a Deathclaw, a Mirelurk, or something that I'm forgetting.
Rad Scorpion?
I'm okay with Rad Scorpions.
Rad Scorpions are okay.
They don't, those things don't terrify me, but like the I don't know if it's just because those things can jump out of nowhere, but
so the Mire Lurks, like if you, I don't know if you guys play with headsets or if you have surround sound on, so like the Mire Lurk will get you because he pops up out of the mud.
Mm-hmm.
And so that like there's the sound, and then it won't track in vats until it's all the way out of the mud.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm spitting, clicking, like, where is this stupid son of a, yeah, where is he? And then, yeah, so that one's pretty frightening. Deathclaws, if they get the drop on you, but generally you can hear and or see a Deathclaw ahead of time.
I think it was Fallout New Vegas where there was just a... So basically, like, if you're familiar with the Fallout New Vegas, like, you had to go all the way around Vegas to get back in. Because if you tried to go straight down the most direct path, it was infested with all these Deathclaws, right?
No, there was like a whole pack of them down by that
and
lake.
In there, there was like, I'm convinced, and I could be wrong, but I'm convinced there was an invisible Deathclaw in there. And that is the most terrifying thing ever, because you're just like, doo-ba-doo, fall out, dead.
Yeah, just at random. There he is. Didn't see him coming.
Yeah.
Man, New Vegas, though. I'll tell you, like, that's probably right up there as my top Fallout game. It took everything from Fallout 3 that was great, and then just improved on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was running... We're at the end of the PS3's life, so they packed everything that console is capable of doing into the game.
Yeah.
Bethesda does. So that's usually where you see some of your better games, is right at the end of the life shelf life of a console, right? So, like, that one put together all of the VAT stuff that was cool. It brought in all of the followers that was cool.
Yeah.
If you stacked it right and you didn't finish the robot's quest, he could still be with you.
Mm-hmm.
You could take on a pet. You could take on a storyline dude. And you could take on a hired mercenary. So here you are with four companions.
You have a squad.
We have a squad.
Yeah.
Which is what I used to then create what I called the diplomat. And so I didn't perk anything to do with any
guns. So you just bullshit your way out of every...
So, like, every speech check, all luck, all charisma, like, all those are pegged out of 10. Those are 10s.
Yep.
Right? And so I just walk through, I crush every speech check, and then to complete a mission, I would just stand around in a suit and let my minions take them down. Because, so, like, loop it all back. There's a... What the game did for your companions was it would base their help or how helpful they were with your health stats and your combat. So if your combat stats sucked, theirs would be better.
Mm-hmm.
So I would wear not like literally like a business suit
just,
and a fedora.
Just walk around your lucky suit and fedora.
A lucky suit, and then they would kill everything. The robot would scorch them. And,
yeah,
it was good times. Turns out you could totally beat the game that way, and that was probably my most favorite playthrough. Other than the survival mode on New Vegas was really fun.
Oh, yeah.
That was well put together.
That was a blast.
Better than Fallout 4's. Fallout 4's feels broken. I don't know what they changed. I would have to go back and replay both. But they changed something between the survival mode of New Vegas and this one that doesn't make it feel as real.
It's been about a year since I touched Fallout 4. And I have to be honest, full disclosure, I experimented with Fallout 76.
We don't talk about Fallout.
Like, but less than three times, so it doesn't affect my security clearance. So it's been a while, but yeah, it was different. It was definitely hard to fall in love with, if I recall.
Yes,
I know. I want to go back and play Fallout 4, but
Fallout 4 is good. But again, like I don't. I would have to play them side by side, but something didn't feel as cool with the survival mode in 4 as the survival mode in New Vegas.
Gotcha.
Something was correct about that. Like, you couldn't... I don't know, man. It just felt real. Like, when you start out in that main town, right? And you walk down the road, and you get to the intersection of the highway, and there's a shack there.
Yeah.
Like, you needed to stop at that shack. You needed to create a water filtration system at that shack so you could make concentric circles out from it to extend your range until you found another shack to leave things to create another water purification system to have food on hand. You had to make these little tiny jumps, and you don't have to do that in Fallout 4. I mean, it just feels like I can go farther in Fallout 4, and I think
that's what it was. Is they made it more appealable to a wider audience.
Right.
So like the hardcore Fallout folks from New Vegas aren't going to be pleased with it because Fallout 4 was the superior way to do it, but.
But it wasn't just hard, man. It was hard, man. Yeah. Like playing survival mode in New Vegas was just balls out difficult. Like
Ian, I'd be remiss in not bringing in our resident video game guy on the following conversation.
He's not a fan.
Turns out I found a game that Ian could care less about.
But Ian is like red with anger right now, and he appears to be drafting his statement, which we'll give him the floor. You have 2 minutes.
Time now.
Defend your hatred of Fallout.
It's not even so much a hatred for Fallout. I really enjoyed Fallout 3. I really enjoy, like, the premise of all of the Fallout games. Fallout 76 is a dumpster fire, and there's no other way to put that. That's just the way it is. But you raise an interesting point, and, like, when you bring up Fallout 76, is, like, as we all know, anybody who I've ever talked to about video games knows that Gears of War is my favorite franchise of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And I can talk about that a lot better than I can Fallout 4, so I'm going to use it for my example, and you're going to like it.
That's fair.
So, Gears of War 5 came out.
I don't like it.
It's atrocious. It's so bad. And you made a comment, Steve, about like the hardcore Fallout players. Well, the hardcore Gears of War players, this game is terrible. And like,
yeah.
I think that's just an issue we're in now. Is like you mentioned, like you have to appeal to the masses, and all these companies are like, I get there's something to be said for like you have to keep broadening your market. We're trying to do it here. We have a certain number of goals we want to meet with our views and
yeah.
the people we reach. Like that's just good business. But at what point is it too risky to tank all the things that worked? To sacrifice to just get it out there.
You have to take a little bit of both.
Because, like, everybody's trying to jump on, like, the things that all, like, this is going to make me sound a lot older than I am, but, like, all the teeny boppers want to
mm-hmm.
play. Like, when Fortnite first came out, I loved the idea of Fortnite. It had a really good story mode. You could play with friends. It was fun. And
mm-hmm.
then they went to this Battle Royale thing, and now it's all backpacks and unicorn floaties and people with purple hair playing it on the internet to make a bunch of money off of it. So
purple hair, that's what we need for the show.
Yeah, purple hair. But that's the thing though, is like I feel like video game streaming and like things like that and like these big massive like personalities that are playing these games is good for the industry,
mm-hmm.
but it's also insanely bad because you're taking away what video games are, but in the same sense you're giving it a new outlet. So like if you don't want to play a game and you just want to watch a game and experience the story, that's great. You can go on Twitch or YouTube or Mixer or one of the other 17 stream and do that.
Yeah.
But the issue is now you're getting people who, like, it's they want to be just like these. Like, they don't want to experience things in their own way, and they're taking, like, other people's gospel, quote-unquote,
sure.
as, like, gold. Like, I don't play any other game other than Fortnite because Ninja says this is the greatest game on the planet and he makes $1 million every 12 minutes or something.
That's fair.
Like, so to me it's just like, and this is probably just the crusty old guy coming out in me, which is hidden deep inside me. Friends of mine who listen to this podcast will understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, to get back to your point, is like, they did the same thing with Fallout. Like, they make it too easy. They did it with Gears of War 5. They've done it with every Call of Duty they've made in the last recent memory.
We don't mention that here.
Exactly. The new one's supposed to be great.
Oh, yeah, just like the last 17.
Well, this one at least is more modernized in a... what's the word I'm looking for? Present time? Not modernized in... I get it. The love for it's died. I understand that.
I am not a fan. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah, there you go. Which is fine. You cannot be a fan, and that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But...
turns out you're allowed to have an opinion.
The
and
issue,
we can still be
what?
Friends.
The
oh
issue is, yeah, and that's one of the huge issues. Is like, right now, factual information, going back to Gears of War 5, it is number 17 on the Xbox downloads list. It has been out for a month, and it is being touted by
Metacritic and IGN and all these other different.
Well, it's all that's all paid.
Well,
right?
Here's
so
the
like
thing.
You pay
exactly,
so
but here's the thing, and it's that, and it's all like streamers and things like that saying this is the greatest game Xbox has put out this generation or Microsoft has put out this generation, and it is complete and utter bullcrap. I can think of three games in recent memory that have been better than that.
Gears of War 4, 3, and 2.
Gears of War 4. So, Gears of War... Yeah, that's all I play, guys. No, Gears of War 4 was an absolute trash box in its own regard, but at least it still was like every once in a while you'd run into like something that reminded you of the days of old, and you were like,
yeah.
Aw, thanks, guys. Thanks for keeping this little piece of my 2006 experience here. And now I play Gears of War 5, and I'm like... Why is Marcus Fenix doing, like, the floss all of a sudden? Like, that's not something I want to see. And that's just me. But anyway, no, like, you get all these companies, and they're shoveling all these bad ratings and reviews. But then you get a game like Sekiro, both platforms, Xbox, PlayStation, PC, find it anywhere.
They're not paying us.
I know, but they should. no, but, like, you play that game, and, like, one of the things people hated about it so much was how hard it was.
Yeah.
It's such a difficult game. I hate this game. It's stupid. It's broken. No, it's not. It's a game that's difficult, and it's, like, it's trying to get you to use your brain and learn little things that, little nuances in each character and whatever boss you're fighting. And then you go and play games that are being shoveled out now, and it's just like, this isn't hard. I'm not challenged by this, which I believe is why I get bored playing video games easily now.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with the fact that I'm growing out of my teenage and children or childhood years. It has nothing to do with the fact that I have responsibilities, and it has everything to do with the fact that some games put out are just absolute garbage.
Hmm. That's fair. That is fair. That's, I was just thinking about that. Like, I think for the bonus on this one, I'm going to upload the work that we did about 9 months ago before the podcast into the super secret location.
I like it.
And people can download that. But,
for sure.
I like it.
It's balancing your audience with how much, I mean, yeah, you gotta give some stuff to the people, your hardcore fans, but like, yeah, you also got to appeal it to the masses.
I'm that same way with music, though. Like, I was hardcore into, like, metal music when I was in high school, and pretty much every decent metal band I listen to now has sold out in some form to get on the radio, and I'm not into that. Like,
mm-hmm.
I get you gotta make money, you gotta push your brand, but to me, it's just, like, I don't believe in, like, a sellout mentality. Like, I don't think...
We're
going to
sell
also,
it as hard as I possibly can.
You're just, the boss, man.
Just so you know.
Just so you know.
That's as soon as the paychecks are coming, we're going to be wearing hats.
Look,
we're going to have branded cups.
That's fine.
You know, it's
I get it from a money-making standpoint, but it's just something like...
It's frustrating.
You have to keep what's like true to you as a part of it.
And with that, true to you, I get the fidgets from Robin.
I'm
going to
pop smoke. Closing
thoughts.
With Ian, there's something there with video games not being challenging that might make it so we don't play them as much as the ones we played as youths. There's more there. We should tap into that. From a Twitter drop, so those of us that were super stoked about Disney Plus,
mm-hmm.
We are now less than 30 days from that dropping. This morning, they did a 100-tweet thread.
Oh my.
Of everything coming to the platform. Well, not everything. A plethora of things coming to the platform next month. So
I saw Gummy Bears on the intro video yesterday, and I couldn't get the Gummy Bears song out of my head all day.
No. Which
we'll link to in the show notes, so you can share.
Add audio. Gummy Bears, every X-Men comic is in there. The Spider-Man from 1981
yeah.
is in there. Like, my children are going to enjoy this
we will
half
be,
as much as I'm
will
going
be
to enjoy this.
Afternoon cartoon, Disney cartoons on syndication.
Absolutely.
At the Hager household.
Absolutely.
All right, gentlemen.
Safe travels,
Robin. Yeah, take care.
Bye, Rob.
Later.
High five.
Air five.
Claps are bad for radio. Oh, man.
I know. You won't know what we're talking about. But no, yeah, I don't know. That's just where I'm at.
No, that makes sense. And I don't know. I was kind of thinking about that as you were talking. Is do I like video games less now because I'm older, or is it something about the content? Is it something about the production? Because like on one hand, I can think back to when I was a kid playing
Nintendo. Mm-hmm. And you have probably one of my favorite games on the Nintendo was Pirates. And I get it was ported over from PC. But I love that game. That I played probably that game more than anything. And there was another game called Silent Service, which was a submarine game. Like, I probably played those two games more than anything. Mm-hmm. But like, if I would go back and play those now, I would be like, well, these are not the greatest Pirates I think I'd still have fun with. But then you go to now, even with a, like, I can sit here and complain about Fallout 4. I still probably have over 100 hours invested mm-hmm. in that in the last few years.
Right.
So it's like, on the one hand, like, I'm like, okay, is it me? Or I think if I had to think about it deeply, it is my tastes are changing, but maybe my length of time, you know, and what I like and what I want to participate is. I don't know, that's kind of an interesting... I think we should do a bonus episode just on video games. And like I said, for the background, what I was talking about earlier, Ian, Robin, and I had two really in-depth interviews on how gaming has really affected our lives and just how we gaming is a part of our lives. So that'd be in our bonus section for sure.
But. Definitely. But yeah, like you say, that's really... I think... Again, obviously, there's a difference in, like, what you started with versus what I started with. So, like, for me, going back and playing games I used to play it's something I enjoy more. Like, when you and Rob were talking about Fallout 4, I was kind of just sitting here thinking to myself, like, I've spent more time probably in the last 2 years playing, like, PlayStation 1 Classics than I have anything else, really. And I think it's just because... I don't know if I'm trying to, like, get back my childhood, but I think it has more so to do with the fact that, like, I know what it is, and I know it's good.
Yeah.
It may not be as graphically pleasing.
Sure.
But in my opinion, like, the story writing's better.
You think so? Even on, like, some of the PlayStation classics?
I think PlayStation 1 is one of the most underrated systems, hands down.
Hmm.
It has a lot to do with, and don't get me wrong, I'm sure there's other systems out there that have some great classics that I'm just not thinking of. Like Win Back for the Nintendo 64
mm-hmm.
was a fantastic game, and I think it's highly unrated, but I could probably never play it today. But like PlayStation 1 Classics to me is like I just played through Legend of Dragoon again,
mm-hmm.
which is looks just god awful.
Sure.
It's
yeah,
so. The way the story's written, the mechanic of the gameplay, that is the best thing about it, in my opinion. And then obviously, like, they remade pretty much every Final Fantasy ever made now.
Yeah.
But they're all still good.
Yeah.
I think that just has a lot to do with it. I think when I was like had more time to do it, I had the ability to like sit for hours and hours and hours and like hit in on action, and I could sit there and play those games. But now I'm like, I'm looking for a story. I have to put my controller down all the time because I got a kid.
Yeah.
I got,
you have
like,
to do the adulting things.
I got the wife telling me to take the garbage out, you know, stuff like that. Then I gotta walk down the stairs and I gotta take the garbage out. By the time I come back upstairs, I've either been kicked off the server because everything's online now.
Yeah.
I've been spawn killed more times than I care to think about.
Yeah.
Or my PlayStation is just like, cool, you're done.
When I'm playing multiplayer and I see somebody just standing there, like, it's like, I don't know, like Crossy Pants 479, and they're just standing there in their spawn point, and I shoot them once and they don't move. I'm like, I probably just murdered someone's dad or mom who's busy like making dinner or something like that.
More than likely, it's like a teenager texting on their phone.
I mean,
it's the point's still the same.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, you're just like me, Pop. But Daddy needs a KD ratio.
Yeah,
so
I don't care about your feelings. Have fun.
No, we gotta come back to the video games. Like, we could, I think...
We could do an entire
sub-season on video games.
We could probably do a whole legit season on video games.
We may spin that off into another podcast.
Hey,
In the Shagger Media
Empire. You know what? You just branch it out. It's like a skill tree, man. Like, one of them old-school Final Fantasy X skill trees where you just got orbs everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And every time you do another episode, it's like another level. And then it just... You're branching out into all these other things. It could be huge.
Yeah, we can literally go down the rabbit hole.
I'll draw it on a picture, on a sticky note, and we'll pop that up on the website.
We could totally do that. the we should put more sticky notes on our website. I just thought of that because it's kind of our thing.
It is.
And once again, I'll send a picture out on Facebook and Instagram, but we spent the entire episode not talking about
anything on our sticky
anything
notes.
On the board.
We're going to talk about these.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the last two, which
but
is
these?
A really good segue.
You like that?
Let's talk affiliations. Ian, you were you're my man on the street getting some affiliations with Newbie Games.
So Newbie Gaming Designs, we talked about them last week. Same thing. Great logo company. I've done plenty of work with them. I hope you guys who listened to the third episode actually took the time to go and look at some of their work. It's a very niche animated design market.
It looks good, though.
But it's very well done.
Mm-hmm.
Prices are competitive. But recently I reached out to them, and Bomb Dad Podcast is now a affiliate of Newbie Gaming Design. So I posted the link up on our Facebook page. We'll include it in the show notes. I posted the link up on the Facebook page, and basically you use our link and go to their website. And then if you decide to actually buy one of their packages or any pre-made templates, stuff like that they have, the show gains a portion of their proceeds. It's a good way to support us. It's a good way to support what we're doing here, but it's also a good way to support that company and our friends over at Newbie Games.
I dig it. And same thing with our podcast hosting service, Captivate.fm. We have a affiliation program with them. So if you're sitting at home listening to us saying, I could probably do way better than those guys, I encourage it. But I'd ask that you use our affiliate link through Captivate.fm. They're an excellent hosting service. I know it supports my podcast empire, and they've got a lot of great marketing tools on there that help you really control the beast that can become the podcast that you you have. Closing thoughts, my friend Ian.
I love the gaming idea.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like you said, we could talk about that forever and always. But
that's gonna be our Christmas like sub season.
Perfect.
Like we'll do the Christmas episode, and then we'll do like a bunch of shorts over Christmas week of just gaming.
I like it.
I dig it.
But yeah, closing thoughts is I am really, again, man, I'm super excited to be doing this. I was kind of in like a funk all day, and I think you and I kind of talked about that earlier, about like kind of run down, kind of tired today, and then with our own goals and wishes for this, where this is gonna go. But I think now, like, just doing this episode again and doing this recording, it's brought me back up. I'm up here again. So
you gotta create.
I'm gonna keep running this until the brakes fall off, and then I'll probably slap a new pair of shoes on it and do it again. So.
Yeah, you gotta create. Art makes you happy, and this is art. With that, I encourage our internet friends out there to find us where all fine podcasts are available: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and also at our website at bombdad.captivate.fm. Find us on those five locations, and shoot us a line on our Facebook or our Instagram. We love interacting with the fans. So if you like the show, hate the show, be sure to give us a thumbs up, thumbs down, or a shout out on the Facebook. And also if you're on the Google Podcasts or the Apple Podcasts, they have a rating system too. So feel free to give us 5 stars, leave a comment. But do make sure you hit the subscribe button. And with that, thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you all next week.
If you're not downloading Shagger Media, what kind of media are you downloading? This has been a proud production of the Shagger Media Empire.